BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. Psalm 72, 15 to 19. May, amen. The second to last stanza, verses 15 through 17, is a culmination and conclusion of the inaugural prayer psalm. The stanza that follows, verses 18 and 19, is a doxology that the newly anointed king's subjects recite. And amen to that, brother. Here, the orator asks God for one's blessing after another to fall on the king. Long life, gold, continual prayers, and all-day blessings from the subjects. Plenty of grain, his subjects flourishing, his name endures forever, and finally, all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Quote, the scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you, God said to Abraham, and now repeated in this psalm. So, those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. So wrote Paul in Galatians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Now, the blessing of the King of Kings is also the blessing of the people who say, amen to that, brother. Let your king and all created hear our amen. BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the